Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on Mario Lopez here, and joining me now in studio from the upcoming biographical telenovela, Jenny Rivera, Mariposa de Barrio, actress Angelica Zelaya. How are you?
Hi, Mario. I'm doing good. Thank you.
So it's funny, looking at you, beautiful.
Thank you.
But I can totally see it working, and oh my gosh, it's such a trip. I knew Jenny. And this is awesome. You have this job ahead of you playing Jenny Rivera in 90 episodes yeah. of this telenovela. How'd you get involved in this project? How'd it come about?
Everyone casted. I mean, honestly, every actress, Latina actress, wanted to be a part of this project. And so they all went out there and casted. And I went out 3 times with full makeover, everything. Yeah. Like, contouring the face because she has high cheekbones. I don't have high cheekbones. So it was like contouring the face and everything, you right. know, doing the hair, and then they wrote the scenes to be more real. And the last time I went there to audition, I'm like, you know what? She was from the barrio. And she, you know, she grew up in Long Beach and she's Spanglish. And if someone's talking smack to her, she's going to talk smack back.
Yeah.
So I brought
tough.
That out.
Yeah.
And then her kids were like, that's my mom.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. She was. She was a nana.
She was.
Now, have you shot the whole thing already, by the way?
We what?
Have you shot the whole thing already?
The majority. I'm still going to go back to Miami and finish up.
Got it. So you're shooting in Miami. How do you like down there?
It's hot. It feels good to be back in LA. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, right. And where are you from originally?
I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. We can't get much hotter there, but it's like dry heat, as they say, right?
Yeah, sure. It's 120.
Oh, man. Yeah, so is an oven, right? So is an oven. So were you a little apprehensive, a little nervous about playing Jenny just because she's, well, iconic, especially in the Latino community, right?
Yeah, she's still an icon. A lot of women look up to her, you know? She's single mother, hustling, you know, turning no's into yes. That's difficult. And to portray somebody that is still so beloved in the community, it's a strong responsibility and more responsibility when the family backs you up and you know, and they're counting on right. your work day in and out. So I feel the pressure, but it only pushes me and impulses me to do my best at every single scene and to bring that realism of Jenny in every scene.
Yeah. And as far as the storyline, where does it start in her life?
Well, in the first episode, we see Jenny filling up the Staples Center. She was the first Latina female regional Mexican artist to do that. And she fills the Staples Center and we go back in time to seeing her as a little girl. First going into the music business. Mm-hmm. And then we see her in her teenage years when she meets Chiqui's dad mm-hmm. and the abuse that she actually went through. And a lot of people don't know this. We see the icon, but we don't know the story behind the icon. And this woman went through hell and back and started young.
Yeah.
I mean, she was 15 years old and she was living in domestic violence consistently.
Right, right. It obviously goes all the way to her passing, I'm assuming.
It does. We start from the, you know, from 15 and we go all the way until her last day.
And do you sing as well?
Oh God, no, thank God. No. I feel so sorry for the audio technicians. But it's the actual Jenny Rivera recordings.
Oh great.
So we do use her voice.
All right.
But on stage I do have to sing. Because you can't just lip sing. You have to really push it through.
You got
to
put it out
because
there.
Because the veins pop out and the neck does a certain thing. And you got to, you know, make it look real.
Committing.
So.
You're acting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your mom, I hear, is a big Jenny.
She's a big Jenny Rivera fan. Oh, my God. So she's like singing, you know, se las voy a dar a otro. And my dad's right there.
Yeah.
But the first thing she does, she gives me the Unbreakable book of Jenny. And because, I mean, she, as soon as it came out on the market, she went and bought it, you know, because she loves her music. My aunts love her music. My cousins. So she's been big in our family.
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 2 older brothers.
2 older brothers. You're the baby?
I'm the baby. I think they wanted a third boy.
How you feel, Mom? Okay. All right, Mom's not arguing. All right. You know, what's kind of cool is a lot of people are saying that this role is sort of like when Jennifer Lopez portrayed Selena back in the 90s. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, that's big. You know what? Whatever God wants to give me, I will embrace it with arms wide open. And I'm already blessed to have the family's blessing to portray Jenny and to have their commitment behind me. I think that, to me, that's what I take home.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And you starred in a few American TV shows as well. Constantine, Dallas, Criminal Minds. You like having the balance?
And I love
doing both? That's great.
Who I am. I grew up on the border. So yeah. I'm Mexican and I'm American. I do both things. I speak both languages. I've done years in Spanish market, and now I'm doing, you know, some over here. And that's the real person I am. I don't stick to one market. I think if you're truly bilingual, you go to both.
Yeah, I'm a border kid myself.
Yeah,
and
baby.
Exactly how it is. Now, on a side note, you're currently pregnant. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I saw you with your cute little belly, and I thought, okay, maybe she just ate a big meal. I don't want to assume anything. I never say anything right off the bat.
You know, the burgers downstairs are so good.
They are. That's why. I mean, you look great. How far along are you?
I'm 30 weeks.
30 weeks. What is that month-wise?
We're like between 7 or 8.
Wait a minute. You're 7 or 8 months along?
I got 10 more weeks to go.
But you're tiny is what I'm saying. I thought you would have told
me. I have a long torso.
Is that what it is?
Long torso.
That's the key? Is this your first?
It is my first.
Do you know what you're having?
I do.
And you're keeping it secret?
I'm keeping it a secret. I there's a lot of things I haven't been able to enjoy because I was filming throughout my whole pregnancy.
Right.
So I'm enjoying and keeping the little things to myself.
That your mom knows though.
Oh, of course she knows.
Well, then it's not that big of a secret.
Well, my mom didn't even tell my grandmother I was pregnant. My she goes like, I want her to see you with the belly, mija. And so we're waiting. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, mom, you know, I'm starting to show a lot now. So we're going to have to like break it, you know, break the news. So we did it on Al Rojo Vivo. And I'm like, mom, did you tell my nana yet? She's like, no. You know, she's going to find out because she sees chismes all the time. I mean, she's 90 some years old and stays home. So she watches TV. Yeah. So then my mom's like, you know what? Your tías call me. So your grandmother knows, but she doesn't want to admit it to me that she knows the news.
Maybe she just thinks you ate a lot of tortillas in the last couple of weeks or something. That's great. Do you have a name picked out?
I do.
Okay. So you're married?
No, I'm not married.
Are you with the dad?
I am with the dad. The dad.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to assume anything. You want to get married to him?
I do. I would in a heartbeat.
Well, what's up with him? Why hasn't he stepped up?
Because right now, priority number one is the baby.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, he better start stepping it up. Mom, you like him? Okay, that's good. Make sure the mom likes him right there. Your brothers like him?
They do, actually. All right. He's good.
Good, good. Well, that's awesome. All right, well, before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right? Go-to karaoke song.
Go-to karaoke song? Aha. What's that?
Take On Me?
Take On Me, take, oh, yeah.
There you go. Okay. Like the 80s, all right. Favorite Latin artist?
Favorite Latin artist? Right now, I'm actually really hooked on Cristian Nodal. He just did he's regional music. He just did a duet with David Bisbal. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe it's the banda in me and Jenny Rivera that I'm getting into.
Yeah, exactly. Biggest pregnancy craving?
Oh my God, I shouldn't say this out loud. Micheladas.
Okay.
I want beer.
Wait, but are you going there?
No, I'm not going there.
Hey, you know, back in the day, remember when... Lucille Ball used to drink and smoke during I Love Lucy.
While she was pregnant.
Oh, on TV. I'm not trying to condone it. I'm just saying.
Science has said that's wrong now.
Little Ricky came out fine. That's all I'm saying.
He came out fine. Maybe if I tried the non-alcoholic beer.
Okay.
And then do everything else or just wait a couple of months.
Or you could just do that. Or you could just
10 weeks.
That.
10 weeks.
Biggest pet peeve.
Hair left on the sink.
Oh, from like shaving or what have you, or any kind of hair.
Any kind of hair. I can't stand it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Who plays you in your life story?
Who plays me in my life story?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Some crazy person. I don't know.
Remains to be uncast.
It makes it, okay. Yeah.
Maybe the baby in the belly. Who knows?
Maybe the baby in the belly.
If it's a girl. We don't know that. We don't know that yet. You could have one superpower. What would it be?
Omnipresence.
You just want to be everywhere?
I do. I'm working a lot and I don't get to spend a lot of birthdays or family gatherings.
But like in a clone kind of way?
Or? No. Like I can be here and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we're done. I go back to Tucson and have a good
That's like
meal.
Teleportation then,
yeah,
huh?
Okay, teleportation.
Okay, fair enough. Right there. Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
My celebrity crush, Bon Jovi.
Ooh. Bon Jovi, that was quick. Okay.
Oh my God.
The whole band or John Bon Jovi?
No, John Bon Jovi. I used to sleep with the cassette, the portada, the cassette right there, right next to my pillow. And I used to just daydream that I would be. I remember MTV was selling his house back in the 80s, or like not selling, like someone's going to, they're raffling the house. I remember telling my mom, get into the competition. We can go live in Bon Jovi's house. I was like, we're not moving to Jersey, Angelica.
Your friends call you Angelica?
They no call nickname? Me, my girls back home call me Angelica. The girls from Mexico and everyone else that's met me lately is Angie.
Angie.
You go to Mexico City, I'm Angie.
Yeah, that's funny.
That got super vanilla.
I have a tia Angelica, but I mean, we just call her tia Angelica. I don't remember what she had any nicknames. I was trying to remember if she had any nicknames.
Oh, see, my mom called me Changa, so.
Changa?
Yeah.
That's a monkey. Okay, fair enough. Oh, well, congratulations on everything. I love that you're rolling with your mom right here. And you can catch Angelica in Jenny Rivera, Mariposa de Barrio, nightly on Telemundo. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much. On with Mario Lopez.